Well.
Good evening, Matthew.
Welcome to another edition. Why do I talk like Applehead every time, dude? Welcome to another edition of the Matt and Huggy and Applehead podcast. Why can't I just talk like myself time we do this?
Because it gets into your head the way that
I know, talks. But why?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
It's like it has nothing to do with him. You know what I mean? Like,
I know, it really does.
It's kind of about us, and it's like, you know, we're talking like him all the time. What the hell?
I had some guy ask me, he's like, so when you do your podcast, guy I work with, he's like, what do you guys do? I said, you know what? It gives me an hour a week to act like an asshole. That's really what it does.
I get to say
awful things and think awful things, and I enjoy it.
Well, do you think you act like an asshole, or do you think you're having fun? I mean, acting like an asshole would be like just degrading people and being mean.
Like, and we don't do that.
Like, well, I don't think we're that bad. I think, you know, we don't act like assholes.
I am having fun. Well, you know, I guess more of an asshole than I normally am. How about that?
Okay. Well,
yeah. I mean, I'm having fun. Yeah, I'm having fun.
I don't think you're an asshole. I think you're a great guy.
No, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I think you're you're a stand-up gentleman yourself.
I thought you were going to say you're okay.
See, you think so little of me.
Oh man!
Sorry.
What are you doing tonight? Are you doing any?
Yep. You know. Yep. Yep. The answer is yes.
Okay. Yep. Just making sure. You know.
I'm at half a hashable.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm enjoying myself some beer. So.
Oh really? What are you drinking?
The same thing I was last time. This was a nugget nectar, but then I found the double nugget nectar, which is 9.5% alcohol.
Wow, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's solid. It's good. It's good stuff.
That's gonna get you feeling nice and warm and toasty.
Yeah, it usually does.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I think I need it. I think I had almost an emotional breakdown on what's today, Wednesday? On Tuesday, I think I had an emotional breakdown of stress. And I don't know if my stress was caused by the work I was doing or that compounded by, you know, my job, you know, running my business and the Eagles. All the three, I think it was just a big compounding thing that happened. And I think I freaked out a little bit.
Right.
Hello, Applehead.
How are you?
We're good.
I'm early.
We're just talking about the stress of this week and leading up to the anticipation of Sunday.
I thought about it, but the one thing I didn't think about is, I'm like, what if the Eagles lose?
Oh,
see, I have thought about that.
And I started really thinking about it.
I've been stressed too, and that's why I made it. I don't want to be around anyone on Sunday. Like, I don't want to go to any parties. I want to be left alone. I want to be in my home watching on my couch, on my TV. Because if things go wrong, I don't want to be at a party because I won't be in a good mood. And I want to go and I'll be pissed off.
Yeah, I think it's going to hurt. I'm going to let you guys know.
That's a real possibility because you get so hyped up, excited this week, and then Sunday rolls around. And it's almost like when I meet a girl and then she's disappointed in me.
But yeah,
extremely let down.
You got to get
especially when she's a prostitute.
Almost to the point of tears.
But yeah, we have to come to that conclusion too. Like, what happens?
You're gonna be upset. Then it's like a funeral.
Yes.
You know, it's like
which game are you more fearful of going into the playoffs? Were you more fearful?
I thought the 49ers. No, I wasn't. The Giants. I knew we were.
Yeah, I felt reasonably confident we would beat.
But the Niners, I thought was going to be a closer game.
I thought they both were going to be tough, and I thought the Niners could have gone either way. Yeah, I really did. Yeah, I agree with that.
But I was more worried about the Giants because I thought, you know, a team doesn't beat another team three times in a season. They had
in their division.
They had a lot of negatives going on. So I was I was pretty worried. I thought a little bit better with the 49ers because I was like, there's no way this kid's going to be able to come in here and beat us in a playoff game.
I didn't think so either. I thought that was the one, you know, kind of thing that was definitely in our favor was that playing at home and having that kid come in. I agree. I thought that was our big advantage, but they are a good team, you know, so I was a little nervous.
But cut to the end of that game, 15 beers later for Matt. I was like, bring on any of these teams. And now, you know, here we are on Wednesday night, getting closer. I'm like, I'm nervous because if we lose, I'm going to be pretty sad.
Well, you know what it is? I figured it out psychologically. In 2018, when we went, I think we were all like, we can't even believe we're here. Like,
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about them winning. I was like, I can't even believe they're actually going. I was
happy to be in the Super Bowl.
It was like crazy. Yes. And I'm like, and if they lost, I'd be like, okay, well, we had our backup in, like whatever. Like, we
made we're playing against Tom Brady.
Yeah, we beat the evil empire.
I know. Yes. Like, it was so, like, I'm like, okay, whatever. Let's just, you know, this is fun. Where now I feel like we have a real chance. And I feel like we're actually a better team than we were then.
Yes.
So now I'm more nervous. Yeah.
But one thing that I do feel pretty confident in is Jalen Hurts. Just watching him.
Who's that?
Seeing interviews.
Who's that? Sounds familiar. Who is it?
Refresh my memory.
What's he, a punter? Is he a punter? Yeah.
No, but you watch interviews with this guy. He's dialed in. I just can see it.
He's always pretty. He's always pretty calm.
Yeah, he's not playing air guitar like Donovan McNabb or any dumbass shit that Donovan McNabb used to do. He's like I feel pretty confident in him. He's played out of his mind this year, and just his whole persona and he has
a reason to have a little chip on his shoulder, you know. They benched him in a game with Ohio State, and, you know. And yeah, he has a kind of a reason to have a little chip on his shoulder.
He really does. Yeah, I mean, his story is great. It's an inspiring story. It's good. It really is. It's a good story.
What I'm afraid of is Patrick Mahomes. You know, if we want to sack him, but he's not exactly easy to sack.
No.
And he can just pull things out of thin air, you know.
Yeah, I'm thought about that. I was like, because we're so high right now, like it's going to be a big low to hit that if we lose, you know?
Yeah, and it's the worst when you get to that point in the Super Bowl. It's in the fourth quarter. Oh. You drank about 20 beers at this point.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
And then you're let down. That energy is going to come out somewhere. It's going to be sadness or anger.
I'll hide the pets,
whoever's house you're at.
I'll have to beat my kids, I guess.
Yeah.
That's really about the only recourse.
Where's the dog?
He's not coming home, kid.
Yeah. It's the fourth quarter. We're down by 14. You better hide Sparky.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I would be upset. My kids are like, how upset would you be? And I said, I'd be upset for 2 weeks. And like, 2 weeks? They're like, would you play on the Eagles? And I'm like, no. That would be my grieving periods. It would be 2 weeks.
I would wear all black, possibly a veil. I would have a black veil at work. Yeah. I'd be like, what's up? Like, don't talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Just keep his veil on.
Do you want to hear the dumbest thing?
Possibilities
this is so
there.
Stupid about football. So my oldest has been asking me more questions about football, whatever. Because she's kind of into it, you know. So then she was like, well, why do they call them special teams? So I started to laugh. And I was going to say, well, there's a bunch of mentally challenged people.
They're called special teams and they wear helmets.
Yeah, they just walk around going
as they run up and down the field. You're running the wrong way.
Wait, is this how this conversation really went with your kids?
I didn't say it to her. I just thought about saying it to her. I was like, how funny would it be if I told her that? And then she started talking to her friends, going, "Yeah, my dad said that special teams means all these mentally challenged people are playing."
Who's your dad? Who's your dad rooting for in the Super Bowl? The Philadelphia Mongoloids.
Oh my god! Apple had said that.
I apologize. It's just a joke. Yeah. I should have said the Kansas City.
Kansas City Longhorns.
Yeah, you shut up.
Yeah, no, it didn't go that way. Like I said, I just was thinking it, and I was like, that'd be so funny if I told her that. She told all her friends.
So I'm having a Super Bowl party, and it turned into, you know, I mean, it turned into my Haddonfield, you know, family, which is all my friends, yeah. You know. And now a couple more people are jumping on. I'm like, you know, they're my Haddonfield family. And then my parents, or my brother called me up. He's like, what about, what do you guys have in a Super Bowl party? I was like, yeah. We should come over, you know, everybody, mom, dad, and this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm not inviting any guys all over. Like, I always have parties at my house, and I have the smallest house in this town out of all my friends. But yet I seem to have the party with the most people at it every time.
Well, you created, you know, it's a setting of warmth, and I don't think it really matters, you know, like how big someone's house is. Like, I feel the same way. We always have people here, and I don't have a big house, but okay. I think it's just when you have that feeling of like warmth and welcomeness, you know, it doesn't matter. The size of the house doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's no seats. Like, come on, sit on my lap.
Dude, you can't get completely unhinged with your parents there.
No, that's why I'm not inviting them.
Yeah, I mean, really, you can't.
See, all my Haddonfield friends, they know how much of a degenerate I am and what I do, so I feel like that's fine. If I get wasted, they're cool with it, you know? They're all going to be there. Right.
They're going to be
okay. You know? But, you know, you can't pull that off when your parents are there and your brothers, you know? And you got to be... You got to tone it down a little bit. And I don't feel like toning it down on this Sunday.
No, you can't be like Matt. You'd have to, you can't be like you. You'd have to really bring it in. And
Yeah.
You don't want to be doing that. It's Super Bowl. It's Eagles.
I'm just putting them off. I'm just like kind of being like, right. I'm not saying anything. I'm not really putting my invite out there.
I like it.
But I have people too that come to my party, like a couple people. And, you know, they don't really care about football, or, you know, so I'm just like, you know, but as long as you don't talk during the party,
right?
It's fine. You can talk during the commercials all you want, but you know what? When the game's on, it needs to be zip it. It needs to shut up.
That's how I feel. Like, I don't want to be around, and I'm out here in New England. So anyone that's having a Super Bowl party, they're going to be like half watching the game. They're not even going to care.
That commercial was funny.
Yeah. Oh,
what commercial did you like? None. I don't care about the fucking commercials.
Yeah,
I know. They're all going to be like, "Oh my god, I can't wait till Rihanna comes on." Like,
I can't wait for the next commercial to lecture me about something.
Have you guys? Do you, Huggy? You have to do me a favor. You have to tell me what it happens. If you say to your Alexa, "Who's going to win the Super Bowl?" I want to see what she says, because here in Philadelphia, she says, "You know, the Kansas City Chiefs are favored to win, but you know the Eagles' strong defense. So I'm rooting for the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly."
So, really?
Yeah. So I wonder if it's in, you know, what it says in Kansas City, if it says obviously something different.
Yeah. Okay. I'll ask Alexa what she says.
Yeah. Applehead, you don't have to because, you know,
I don't have Alexa or any of that. And then you don't, I never will.
I have an Alexa doll.
She's in my closet.
She doesn't talk, but her mouth's always open.
The Eagles lose. Someone's going to have to take their frustrations out.
You have air, Alexa.
Yeah. Oh, I accidentally deflated Alexa.
I don't think I was supposed to go in this rubber part. I was going this hole.
No. I, by the way,
Eagles lose and Alexa's in 50 different pieces.
Ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
No, but wait, do you have a problem with Alexa? It sounds like you had a problem with her.
I just don't trust those things. I don't trust
them. Oh, my God.
No, I'll never get one of those things. I mean, and what is it? Doesn't, so what? You want to like play a song? What, you're too lazy to go over to, you know, your computer or whatever and put a song on?
Oh, dude, that's so, you're like, that sounds so old.
I know, but
you sound so old.
Because I was over at my friend's house, and I'm trying to say, Alexa, play this song.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't understand.
It's the way you say it, though. You have to say it, you know, in a precise way, you know?
It gets me aggravated quickly.
Do you know what freaks me out about Alexa, though? And I didn't know this till recently, that if you whisper, she whispers back. That is crazy.
Alexa, what are you wearing?
What a perfect bit on the radio would be like, Alexa, play this. You know what I mean? Just so it changes channel. You know? I don't know. I thought that'd be kind of funny to do, but I wonder if it would really pick it up.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
So what does Alexa do? It turns on your lights. It turns on your music.
I don't have it do all that. You know?
No, I mean, it's like I'll get my 11-year-old has one, and she really likes it. You know, she sets her alarm in the morning for it. And it'll play like music if she wants. If she's upstairs, you know, she'll ask it, like it'll have a joke for her every day, or, you know, whatever fun facts about things. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's something you need to like think about 24 hours a day. It's just kind of fun to have. That's all.
No, like in the morning, like, you know, I'll get up and I'll be like, you know, Alexa, play this, and it'll put on music for me, and it'll be on there all day. And it's just nice when I come home, or I'll say, switch it to the family room, and we'll go in the, you know, the bigger speaker in the family room.
I did, when my brother was just in, we did music trivia with Alexa. So we like said, you know, we played a music trivia game. We did whatever. We did like 80s or something. And then you play snippets of songs, and you have to guess the artist in the song. It was fun.
See? Yeah, see? Apple, there's two fun things.
No, but I'm not going to do it.
Fuck her.
For me.
Fuck Siri.
You know, I got in trouble because, you know, yeah, you I do like the Alexa, but it won't play all the music unless you upgrade to Apple Music for $4.99 a month. Would you like to do that? But I have all those CDs, and I just boxed them all up and I put them away. But it's all on my computer. But, you know, if I could figure out a way for it to access my computer, and then I can, you know, ask her to play any song, you know, all my library. But for $10 a month, you like get Apple Music.
I have it. I have it.
Anything you want, you just say it and it just plays it.
I love it.
That's pretty cool, Applehead.
I literally, if you know, I have a long ride to work, and I'll just put Apple Music on and be like, yeah. If it's not something I have already in my library, I'll just be like, play this or put this.
How much
on
is it a month?
Alexa's
$9.99.
Well, Apple, Apple Music is.
That's too expensive.
Oh my!
Yeah, I know. It's one beer. I know.
It is.
That's one less beer you'll have.
Exactly.
But can we talk about it? I don't know how bad you guys had it, by the way, but last week was the coldest I have ever felt, possibly in my life, outside of Buffalo. It was -13 here. That was the temperature. The actual. Yeah. It wasn't with the wind chill. I don't know what it was.
Wait, was it just Saturday?
It was Friday night into Saturday. And so the week before, my boiler went. And that weekend was actually warm. So we got a boiler installed on Monday, $6,000. Anyway, that's another conversation.
Oh, that's it?
So.
I just paid $15,000
for what, a boiler?
Yeah.
Are you heating the state? Like, I don't get it. Like, $15,000? Yeah,
$15,000 for a boiler.
That's kind of insane.
It's like, wait a minute, I don't feel so bad now, do I?
Yeah. Why did the guy come in your house with a mask and a gun? Like, he should have just robbed you. Like, I. $15,000.
So we went. We had oil, and then we went from to gas. And then we got a little wall unit that just hangs on the wall, and it's instant hot water. There's no hot water heater. It's maybe the size of like I don't know, 12 by 12, hangs on my wall, and that's it in the basement. So it got rid of so much space. I don't know.
$15,000. Look at you. Whoa, fucking.
Well, no, it's like
fucking rich guy here.
It goes through PSE&G. It's like, you know, just built into your PSE&G bill. It's like an extra $200-something a month.
Oh, yeah. I had to pay $6,000.
Mm. Yeah, I think Matt's got some hidden money somewhere or something.
Yeah,
something.
He's been scamming the system for years.
Oh,
Because I've been to Matt's house, and it's pretty nice.
Yeah, there's no – so there's no
– it's in a nice area. And I'm just like, I've scratched my head like, how did Matt do this?
I know he's been he's smarter than everyone thinks. Yeah. He has always been. He's a fucking cagey vet, this guy. Yeah. No,
wait, let's talk about the cold then. Let's stop talking about my
I'm just saying it was just I've never like I said, being in Buffalo was the coldest I've ever felt. This was second. I let the dog out Friday night, and it was already like maybe minus three. And then I let him out in the morning.
That's cold.
Minus 13.
Yeah, that's cold. It didn't get that cold here. It was only in the 20s. Like 26.
I was yelling at the dog. I was like, you better piss right now.
You better piss icicles coming out of that penis. Hurry up and shit, bitch. Come on.
The poor dog's frozen stiff and you got to thaw him out.
Give me that poop pop. Give me that pop. Yeah, that's pretty cold, Huggy.
It hurt. It was physically painful cold.
We didn't experience that here. We're only in the 20s. But I know some places got pretty cold, and
it was like I've never felt that kind of cold here. And then the next day it was like 45.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It was absolutely ridiculous. And so many people I know, pipes burst.
Oof.
Just awful everywhere. Yeah, so many problems. They had to evacuate at least, I think, three hospitals because pipes burst in the hospital.
Wow. Yeah.
And they were evacuating people. Yeah, it was awful. Like it was a mess here. A big fucking mess.
Yeah, see it didn't get that cold. So
it got that cold there.
It was still 20. So me and my wife on Saturday were like, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. Let's, have an easy weekend because we know this weekend's gonna be a hardcore drinking weekend. So we went and we went and saw Knock on the Cabin.
Oh, how was that?
Night Shyamalan.
Yep.
Was that his name?
Yeah, Night Shyamalan.
So we did have a beer before we went in, so I got a little sleepy in the beginning. Because we did drink a lot on Friday night. So you got a little sleepy, at the beginning. But it was... I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was interesting, and like some of the movie that was shot in Tabernacle, New Jersey, which is close to where I grew up in Medford. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, he always shoots locally in the Philly, South Jersey area.
Yeah,
he shoots a lot in that area.
So that part was kind of neat. Seeing the woods and stuff like that. But I would say, I don't know. Like I liked it. My wife didn't like it. So. I would say maybe a 7 out of 10 or 7 Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. So it's like, I always want to like his movies, but then obviously Sixth Sense was a great movie.
Yes.
And Unbreakable was actually really good too. I actually really liked Unbreakable, with Bruce Willis. And
that was good.
I thought that was a good movie, but like a lot of the other movies are like, they're all right. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got some good ones. He's got some ones that are, so-so.
Yeah. Yeah. The what was the one where they it was like a colonial village and then
The Happening.
Was that it? I don't know. I was so annoyed with that one.
Wait, was that The Happening?
Or was it The Village? Maybe it
the
was
village,
The Village.
The Village.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was an annoying. It was like good and then the ending was really annoying. The old the old twist ending.
Yeah, that was like, really annoying. I don't want to give anything away, so I'm not gonna really say too much about it, but
Okay.
It was decent. It was decent.
The preview looked good, so
it's definitely like a wait till it comes out.
Isn't that all movies today? Just wait till it comes out.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean it's fun. Like I haven't been. We saw two movies. Just recently we saw Plane.
Oh yeah.
The one guy was like Maximus, from 300 or one of those.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, so that one was good. That was a lot of action. This one, so we saw two movies. We haven't seen a movie in probably 6 or 7 years. So we saw two movies like back to back. But that's what you do in the cold time, Huggy. When it's 26 degrees here.
The last movie I saw was Puss in Boots with the kids.
I heard that was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
You're like, I saw that movie when the kids were in bed. The lights knocking were out, boots. The doors were locked.
Knocking boots on the pussy boots. Pussy boots.
The kids were like, is there any candy left? I'm like, no, the only way I could survive this film was to just gorge myself. So, no, there's no candy left. I ate it all.
You ate all the candy, you son of a bitch.
No, I didn't. We share everything. But after a while, I didn't want to share anymore. So, I had snow caps. No one likes snow caps anyway but me. No one likes them. You know, I like snow caps.
I'm not sure. Did you go to the dollar store before?
No. Actually, we did. No. In fact, we were running late, but we just kind of – we had to get there, you know, and it's always a long line in this fucking theater. It's just a bunch of stupid teenagers working behind the concession stand, and they're so slow.
Because
they get every order wrong.
If you go to Dollar Store before, they have they have snop cops. They have M&M's.
Yeah, they have their knockoffs. And we've done it. We'll do the Dollar Store. You might be able to, you know, you can get a good deal. But yeah, we didn't.
Snop cops.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. And like a week after, you get like a tumor, you know what I mean? And it goes away from eating her candy. But I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, because you're only paying a dollar.
Yeah, they just, every kid's a fucking idiot there at the concession stand.
Because I don't
care. My daughter, all my daughter wants is the pretzel bites. And they're like, we're out of pretzel bites. And I'm like, there's three people over there that just got them. Like, they're waiting for their pretzel bites. Oh, well, I was told we were out of pretzel bites.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm like, I have this problem, too.
I'm like, oh, they just don't give a shit. No, they don't. They don't really care at all.
They're also, like, 16 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're slow and stupid. And, yeah, it's and I hate being a Karen. I don't like going to the manager. I really don't. Because, you know, once again, they're getting paid shit, so it's a crap job. But at some point, it's
but like, do your
just
job.
Hire someone that's with an IQ of something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
An IQ higher than a frog. That's really not much to ask.
I agree. It's not. You know? I feel like it's really not much to ask at all.
It's really simple. It's like popcorn, soda. Which you get a fucking gallon of soda, which I don't drink a gallon of soda in 3 months. But, you know, when you go to the movies, you have to drink that much soda because that's the smallest, you know, size they have. And that's it. Or you want pretzel bites. It doesn't get too complicated.
No. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. And they can't handle that.
And then it costs like $50. You're at the movies. Yeah. Popcorn. Is popcorn really that expensive? Do you need that much popcorn?
Do you know what they're doing now? I just saw this, and I can't remember if it was a national story or local. AMC is going to start charging for better seats, higher. So, you know, if you're in the middle of the theater, you're going to pay more than if you're all the way up front or all the way in the back.
It's no one's going to the movies anymore.
And that's the way to get people back.
It'd be like airlines. They got to reduce their prices.
Yeah, do that. It's so expensive. People will come. I'm never like if they're really doing that, I will never go to the movies again. I will
like
never
I remember many, many years ago when I had a date. And we went to the movies.
Here we go. Going to his computer.
It's expensive.
Printing out directions.
Please. Let me, as bad as it is for you, the last time I went to the movies. Yeah, I think that's Charlie Chaplin, hon. He doesn't really say anything. I can't remember the last time I took a date to the movie.
Let's hear your story. Yeah,
no, it's just expensive.
Yeah. But I mean, if you get two tickets and you don't eat anything or drink anything.
And all I did was bitch about the prices to the girl. That was the last time I saw her.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
See, we went and we, the first time, you know, when we saw Plane, or I can't even remember the name of that movie. But we saw that first, and yeah, we got snacks, and it was like $30. And then this time we went to Applebee's because it was right there. Got a couple beers, some appetizers, and we went in there. We're like, nope, we don't need anything. you know, so that was, you know, a little bit better, but I spend more money at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got a couple beers, so who's happier? I was happier.
Yeah. It's a good night. Good night. Yeah. Solid evening.
No, that was a matinee. That was, you know, that was trying to be
cheap. Oh, the matinee. Oh,
that was even better.
But there are no good movies out anymore, really. Like, enough to get me to go to a movie theater. I like going to the movies. I like the experience. But there are no good movies. Well, like, in the past year, give me one great movie that you're going to go and pay, you know, money at a movie theater.
Well, I think Avatar would be a good one. I didn't see it.
I think I might go see that.
Because it's, you know, it'd be probably, it's
that cool. First one was annoying.
But it was pretty cool looking. I remember watching it in the theater, and I was like, wow, this looks really cool.
I mean, I've got mugs that are cool looking. oh, that's a really cool mug. But like, I mean, what do you, it looks cool for 5 minutes. That doesn't make a good movie just because.
But I enjoyed it from what I remember.
Yeah, it was good.
It was all right. But those movies mystify me. I don't get it. I'm not sure.
But sometimes you go to movies and you get the people in there, and then you get the people that are falling asleep or snoring or yelling at the movies or talking in between the movies. Like that ruins the entire experience right there.
I actually heard somebody tell somebody to shut the fuck up during the beginning of a movie. Nice. And this is in you know, in Philly. And I was shocked that the fight didn't break out. And I wanted to give this, whoever told the guy to shut the fuck up, I wanted to high five him.
By the way, I have another edition of On One Condition. If you want to play, this is where we give a scenario, and then we'll see if Applehead does it. Matt says yes or no, then Applehead will do it, and then Applehead tells us what he's going to do. You get $3 million on one condition. The testicle center wants one of your balls.
Wait, say it again? I'm actually confused what you just said.
Matt's imagining one of his balls gone.
he probably felt himself. Wait, hold on. Okay, everything's fine.
Well, they're both still there.
So, you know, you get $3 million. But the testicle center, I made it up, wants one of your balls for testing. Do you do it?
For $3 million?
The testicle center.
How much for both?
Yeah, at this point, Matt doesn't really need them.
Yeah, really.
I'll get rid of them, dude. I'll become a eunuch, right?
It's just one, Matt. They just want one. They don't want a book.
For $3 million. Sometimes in the morning, you know, you go down there and you rub your balls, and it's good to have two of them. You know what I mean? Like, it's I feel good.
You rub your balls, you sniff your fingers.
I don't do that, dude.
Do you ever look in the mirror and say that? It's good to have two of
them. No, but, you just kind of like, or just sitting around somewhere, you just get both your balls, just making sure you're both there. It kind of feels good. But if I just had one, it would feel kind of weird, and I would probably touch it more to be like, oh my God, I only have one ball. You know, and I'd freak out.
I feel like half a man.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. For $3 million, would Apple get rid of one of his balls? I don't know. Is it gonna enlarge his penis any, or is it gonna stay the same?
No, there's no other impact, negative nor positive, to this.
Just $3 million bucks.
Testicle. Yeah, he loses the testicle, gets $3 million.
Oh man, that's tough. I'm trying to think what I do that for $3 million. I'm gonna say no.
All right, I'll go and I'll play the other side. I'll say he does it.
Good afternoon, Testicle Center. How about I help you?
Hello, Applehead. My name
is Applehead. I'm ready to be here to sign for the $3 million bonus.
I'm here for my signing bonus. Yeah.
No and yes?
Yeah, I said no. You said yes.
It has to be surgically removed, obviously.
Yes.
Is there another way? Like,
you're not gonna a mallet and like beat it out. So it
oh, mallet.
A big mallet too.
Hold it right there on the anvil. We're going to smash it out.
Oh my God. That would be a nightmare.
Yeah, that's a, like it was the surgery.
No, that's a hard mallet. No. That's a hard no.
You wouldn't do it even with surgery?
No, no.
I mean,
no,
you'll recover.
No.
You'll be fine.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want any sharp objects near that area.
All right, wow. Here we go.
I was just kind of like joking, but wow, I was right.
You were. I thought he might do it. Okay.
Yeah, I thought he might do it, but I was going the other way.
The thought, just me thinking of it, I have both of my hands around my testicles like in protection.
I'm telling you. I'm telling protecting you, it's a them weird right thing. Now. When you hit your balls, you're just like, oh, like I got two of them there, you know, but just one, it's like half a sack, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, but say if you got kicked in the balls. I mean, you got a 50% chance of them missing.
It's true. It's true.
You missed.
It's true.
Well, that one's going to probably hurt so much more when it gets hit because it's super sensitive. It's a super ball.
Like, when was the last time you seriously...
But you know what, though? I could probably get out of doing courageous things because I'd be like, listen, I don't have the balls I used to. I'm just...
And all your... All your friends would make fun of you. Oh, he won't though. He doesn't have any balls.
Yeah. Exactly. But you can have $3 million.
Like, all I have is ball.
Look at John Croft. Didn't he get his ball removed?
I know.
But he had cancer. You know, I guess he didn't have much of a choice.
Yeah, still, but he managed to have a successful announcing career. He's done fine. You know, it's not like that ball slowed him down.
He got pretty fat, dude. He looks like a, you know, like.
Well, he's got to be.
He was always portly, you know? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Next one. You get $1 million on one condition. This is a good one. Oh, you have to fuck three women in a George Thorogood concert.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Where are you fornicating with these?
I mean, you know, whatever.
Like in the middle of the room? The balcony?
Yeah. You have to bang three women.
In the mosh pit?
Are you raping these women? Or
no. Consensual? No, no, no. It's consensual.
It's consensual.
First of all, there's no way there's going to be three women in a George Thorogood concert. But let's say there is.
Okay.
They're going to be awful. Like, come on.
You have to finish.
I mean, I didn't put that in. So I guess I can't really say.
Okay.
You have to fuck three women in George Thorogood concert. You just do it like you want.
I mean, because the first one could be, you know, quick. Second one might be a little bit slower. The third one, like, you might be doing, what's the longest song?
One scotch, one bourbon.
Oh, my
one
God.
That can go on for average.
You just imagine this skankness that you would be dealing with. George Thorogood. Any woman that openly admits to liking George Thorogood.
Well, we didn't say what they look like, so, you know, what if they were cute?
Man,
I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say yes too, but still, it could be awful.
But it could be wonderful.
I mean, you've been to a George Thorogood concert. Yes. I was at one, and when I worked at MMR years ago, and they were awful then. I mean, awful. I mean, the women were scarier than the men were, and the men were fucking scary.
That was the first concert that Nancy Palumbo, who worked at YSP, when I was an intern there, she took me to go see them in Delaware.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I went, and I thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, so. Apple said.
Yeah. We both said he would do it.
Here we go. Here's the comment.
Before every girl, I'm like, hold on, I gotta drink one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Yeah, exactly. No, because then you're gonna last.
Now you look hot. Right?
So, time you get to that third girl, that's a lot of drinks, dude.
Oh, so nasty.
How much money?
$1 million.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
Of course you would do it.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
This one time I saw George Thorogood.
Yeah.
Busted three nuts in one. On one song.
Yeah.
I just can't believe
that old guitar solo, man. I was just pounding away.
My fear is, this is my fear, is you'll do two, but there won't be a third. That's my fear.
Where is
Anyone, please.
I mean, you could pick a lot of different concerts where it's mostly dudes. Like, there's not many women. Like, if you went to a Rush show, a Rush concert, there's not really a lot of girls there.
No.
I would agree with that.
You pick any metal band?
Yeah, not many.
Like,
girls.
Like a real heavy metal, like heavy, like a Slayer or something like that.
Yeah. The chances are slim, you know.
Like Lamb of George God or something.
George Thorogood. I mean, there's going to be no women, and if there are, they're going to be frightening.
You're like one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. $1 million.
All right, this next one, $2 million, on one condition. Ooh. You have to eat raw liver one meal a day for a year.
No. No way, dude. I wouldn't even do that. I don't even know what, no way. That just sounds disgusting. I wouldn't even eat cooked liver. Because it just sounds disgusting, right?
I had a backup. I'd do $1 million if you eat cooked the liver. But $2 million for raw liver. One meal a day for a year. I couldn't do it. There's no way I could do it. I couldn't
for
get
raw
through
liver?
It. I'm say no. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it raw or cooked. Agreed. There's no way.
Yeah.
I couldn't. The money, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
How much liver?
Like a piece of
just
liver.
A serving. You know, not like a pound, the 5 pounds of liver.
Yeah.
You know, it would be your protein for that meal. So if you're going to have a
Which is
chicken breast, you'd have a liver breast.
Once a day?
One meal a day.
For a year.
Huggy, what's your answer?
We both
said no.
But that's my own fears.
Yeah, that's my fear too.
Yeah, I don't think you'd do it. I think if you think about it, it's disgusting. You would be sick every day.
Don't try to influence them, dude. Don't be an influencer.
Sorry, you're right.
But if you eat raw liver, your body will process it.
Like, yeah,
it's not. You know, you're not necessarily going to get sick.
No.
Maybe.
Probably for a year,
he'd probably throw up.
You're influencing him so bad on this.
That's a long time. For $2 million,
yeah, love
I
you.
Would do it.
I'd love it. You just realized you're like, he would do it. Wow, okay.
Wow, dude.
I don't even think I've even had liver.
Well, then there you go. But okay. You would do it.
All right, next one.
I actually want this to put one together a GoFundMe for this one.
GoFundMe. It would be fun. We probably could raise some money for one of these.
Cook it for $1 million?
Yeah. You could have a cooked liver for $1 million.
Yeah, I would do that.
Oh, liver's so disgusting.
Just the sound of it is so disgusting.
I mean,
right?
You're eating a liver.
It's bloody.
It's so nasty.
Well, just think about a hot dog.
I don't eat hot dogs.
Why not?
I'm off because they're nasty, like you just said.
Liverwurst?
My hot dogs. Don't eat it. Ugh.
Liverwurst is good.
Oh, so there you go. And
yeah,
put it on some bread, rye bread, and mustard. It's pretty good.
Gosh.
Yeah, that breath you have after that. Is
just, oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, come here, girls.
Yeah. Probably not a good meal for date night. Liverwurst.
Oh, so you like George Thorogood too?
You might as well put some onions on that thing, yeah, dude. You might as well fucking.
Yeah, if you're gonna go, just go down hard.
Yeah.
All right, this next one. This one's awful. You can get $5 million, $1 million, or $250,000. You are in a room with 10 men. Let me finish.
Wait, how many? What's the prices again? 1 million?
5 million, 1 million, or 250,000. You're in a room with 10 men. The first one to beat off and blow a load gets the $5. The second one gets the $1 million. And the third one gets $250,000. You don't have to touch any of the guys. There's nothing gay. You have to beat off in the room with them.
Oh, wow. On your mark, get set, go.
Wait, how many men?
10.
Oh, man, that's tough, dude.
So three of you will win.
Yeah. Damn, dude, that's a good one. Yeah, because fourth place, you're loose.
You're going to be going.
You're fourth place in the first, second, third to finish, and you're almost fourth place. And at that moment, you realize how much of a loser you are.
That really is the worst. Like, yeah. Fourth place would be the most embarrassing.
Yeah. Wait, do you have, like, can you, like, are you watching something? Are you, you know, are you getting, like,
yeah. I figured you would ask me this, and I'm going to say no. You just have to do it.
Oh, wow. Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah.
No way. I couldn't do it. I don't even know if I can get, you know, full sale. You know what I mean? I don't even know if I can go, like, you know.
I'd just be looking at everyone else going, Jesus Christ, he's got a head start. All right. Like,
you're standing in front of, you know, you have to stand in front of another guy and you both have to look at each other in the eyes.
I don't even know if I can get walnut on that, dude. I'm probably going, like, you know, soft pine.
So wait a minute. If I gave you access to something, you would do it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So, like, if you, you know, could watch a video or – then you would do it.
Should we ask my son?
No, no.
My 23-year-old son, should we ask him?
No, don't ask him, man. No.
So Jake, you're almost on the podcast, but you know you're not going to be on the podcast now.
No, it's terrible to ask your son that question.
No, he's not. He's a man. He's 23 years old.
He's a man, but that's a terrible question to ask him.
Yeah, I would.
What
say,
would he think of you? What would he think of you?
Trust me, my kid's
too late for that.
Way too late. Oh my God! Wait, so you can have. You can have something. He can have something.
I would prefer if you didn't. You got to bring your imagination. Theater of the mind.
I'm gonna say 100% no.
Yeah, I don't think he does it either.
That is a good one though, Huggy. I do like that. That is a good question.
Yeah, it's a tiered system. Yeah, that's why it's good. There's levels. Mm-hmm.
That is. I like it, but I'm gonna say. Applehead says no.
I have to agree with you. I think he's. I don't think his
I don't think his imagination is that good that he could pull off number one.
It's a new Olympic sport.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to be staring at these guys going, Jesus Christ, he's really hitting it hard.
China cannot win.
Yeah. My God, he's an Asian guy. Wall.
Yeah.
Does he even have a penis?
His nickname is Quick Draw.
Quick Draw. Yeah.
Fire Fast. Oh, that's not nice. I'm sorry.
Of course, we assume the Asian guy will win, obviously. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
He's good at this and ping pong.
Yeah.
I think he only has one ball. He must have given his ball.
I'm not going up against that Korean guy. Yeah. No way.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say no. Huggy?
Yeah, I said no. We've already said no. He has to answer.
Well, I think logistically speaking.
Right?
Logistically speaking.
$5 million for first place?
Yeah.
$1 million for second and $250.
Sir, how did you prepare for this competition? I haven't jerked off in 2 years.
Oh, there you go. That would
be your help. Only.
Yeah, I'm ready.
That would help.
You have a coach just standing over your shoulder yelling at you faster.
Oh, yeah.
What if you had, it's like Mickey hot... from Rocky.
What if you had a hot girl coach?
Yeah. All right. You know, all right. Wait a minute. That's starting to change things a little bit.
What did he always yell? Get out of there.
Yeah.
Get out
of there. You're a bum.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he'd be like other dudes like standing in the same room. Like, what?
You really
like
would. You really would have to. You'd have to cut yourself off for a while.
Like, what do you have? Like, you'd have to table be stand really... with like Jugs magazine next to you. Yeah.
Like, your best chance would be to be backed up. You'd be so achy. It'd be off.
Dude, this is a good question.
I think the biggest problem would be like just. Like, you'd have to get a hard on.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And
I don't think that's happening in a situation like that.
So you don't think you could close your eyes? Just do it. Just close your eyes. Just do it.
Nope.
Jeez. I don't know if that, I don't think that would make a difference.
Yeah. All right. All right, yeah, I suspected it was a no. I really did.
Yeah, I'm gonna go no on that one. But that's pretty damn funny.
That is funny. Honey. That's a good one right there.
That makes Thanks. You think. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does make you think. You know, that's it makes you think. Like, it's an intelligent question. Yeah, it makes you think. Things you know, would I jerk off with 10 other men? Would I do it?
I know. Could you?
Win? I might.
You start trash talking from the guy across the table.
Yeah. You're like, big fat guy with a beard, big fat guy with a beard, big fat guy with a beard. Like, yeah. The worst thing, throwing up on yourself.
You call that a dick?
Look out, the black guy's gonna blow.
Yeah.
Look out.
Oh, he's about to explode. Like, what do you wear, goggles?
And you know, like the winner would be like, yeah, 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 yeah. He just throw it over everybody.
Yeah, whoever comes in first.
Oh, man. That's awful. Oh my God. What a disgrace.
He's just like, as he's coming, he's like, $5 million.
Yep, I couldn't do that.
Oh my wow. God.
Are those all your one conditions, you sicko?
I have one. Do we have time? I have one left. Do we have time or no?
Yeah.
All right, one last one. There's two scenarios here because I would accept either one. But they're similar. 10 million. So as Matt always likes to say, well, when he gives you a high number, you know it's going to be pretty bad.
It's gonna be bad.
You have to run naked through a senior center or nursing home. So you'd be naked and then you'd be in the senior center.
For $10 million?
Or a nursing home. You have to
run. My God.
Well, you're going to get arrested. I mean, you're obviously going to get arrested.
If they catch you.
Because they probably have senior cops out there.
Yeah.
Dude,
you're going to serve time. You're going to serve time.
I would do it. I would do it. $10 million.
Your family's going to be like, Matt, why?
Like,
why,
you just
Matt?
Have to run through like a nursing home?
Yeah, you walk in the front of the home and you just go, and then you have no clothes on and you're running through the home. Naked.
Can you at least wear sneakers?
Yeah, that would be
sure.
Can you wear sneakers? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You can have a good stride.
I would actually swing it around in front of every old person there was for $10 million.
It's amazing what we say yes to and what we say
no one's going to catch you.
That's $10 million, dude.
I mean, you're going to get arrested. Like, you're going to serve time.
I don't care. I would do it for $10 million.
Your wife would be like, you know what, Matt, you did the right thing. You ran naked through there. You did the right thing.
She would. She would laugh. And she would laugh all the way to our nice house with our
$15,000
boiler.
Yeah. So you say yes, he does it.
Yes.
Yeah, he does it.
Yeah.
He Could you imagine you're visiting like a family member at a nursing home?
Yeah, exactly. And some
dude comes streaking through the hallway. Tell me you would not be laughing your ass off.
I would be
laughing. Oh, yeah. It would be hilarious.
I bet you everybody there would probably be laughing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would probably be the most exciting thing that's happened in the last 15 years.
Yeah. I just assumed you would get arrested for indecent exposure and 100%. Other things. I don't know what else. But
you just have like a getaway car out in the back of the nursing home. You streak and just go. You wear a mask. You wear like a ski mask. So they don't know who it is.
I don't even care. I would do it. I would do it without a mask.
No, you have to have your full identity. Like, you, there's no mask.
For $10 million?
Yeah. Huggy,
you said what?
I did say yes, too. I said yeah.
Yeah, I would do it. For $10 million? It's probably really quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless it's on multiple floors. Yeah. You got to run. You'd have to take the elevator and go to. You got to run through the whole thing.
By the third floor, I'm like, oh my God, is this even worth it? It's so much running.
So much running.
I'm telling you, I would stop at every door for $10 million and I would just run, you know, like, just
waving around.
Stop the door.
Hey, Gladys, look.
Hi, Esther. Gertrude, look.
Hey, Harriet, what do you think?
There's a youthful penis, girls.
Esther. All right.
I mean, your fine would be, you know, probably, it might be a little significant, but you'd have $10 million. So that would be chump change.
I think you might serve a little time. I'm just saying. I think it's possible.
That's all right. I would still do it.
Okay, as long as we're on the same page, it sounds like we are.
Okay,
I agree. I think I would probably do it. It would be somewhat humiliating. My kids would have a really difficult time, I think.
That's all right. Dad, why?
Yeah,
when they have $1 million each, they wouldn't care.
My oldest, you're right. She's very shallow. She would be fine with it. My youngest would be disappointed, and I don't know if I could handle that.
You just buy him a car.
My kids. My kids would love it. My kids would be absolutely.
Your boys would be like, great job, Dad.
Yep.
Yeah, great job. So, and then they would ask you, then they would say, Dad, you would do that jerk off challenge too? You get $5 million?
So I have a bad story for you, Huggy. Let's get rid of the one thing. And Applehead, I think you guys are going to be kind of disappointed in me. We were working, me and my sons, and Prince came on. It wasn't Little Red Corvette, but it was something with a color in it. A Prince song,
Purple Rain.
No.
Yeah, his biggest song ever. Maybe.
No, it wasn't that. It was something else.
Okay,
but it was another song. I don't know which one it was. I can't remember. My son was like, "Who's this? Sounds like a girl." And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "This is Prince." He's like, "That was Prince. He sounds like a girl," and I was so upset. That they said that. That the one said that. Who is this?
How old is this son?
21.
But he knows who Prince is, right?
Yeah, I was like, you know Purple Rain? He's like, yeah, kind of. But he was very, and I was just like, I was very upset that he didn't know who Prince was. Am I a bad dad?
No.
No, it's just... You got to look at it through his lens. When would he ever listen to Prince? You know, like.
Yeah, I think you can't. No, you're not a bad dad. You're not.
But he didn't know who Prince was. I was like, oh, it's so bad. Like,
yeah, it's there's no. Where would he be exposed? You know, I mean,
I don't know.
Unless you're feeding it to him, where is he going
to
hear it?
Like they don't listen to the radio. Guarantee.
No.
But what radio is playing Prince anyway? Like, where would you even hear Prince?
It was on.
Well, that's another good point.
It was actually. It was
on Sirius. Satellite. Yeah, on satellite. On satellite. Yeah, satellite. You'd hear it. Yeah, fair enough.
But do they? Does he drive?
Yeah.
So when he gets in the car, he probably just hooks his phone up to the stereo.
Yeah, but I think my one son knows who Prince is. The other one was just like, "What? Who the hell's this?" And I'm like, "Cause I mean, that song he was singing really high, dude." He was like, "Ah," you know, he did sound kind of like a girl. But
what song?
Like, I don't. It might have been something about Pink. I don't know. Pink? Does he have a song with Pink in it?
Yeah, he might. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I don't know. That's what it was, and I felt like saying
thinking.
Didn't you see Prince at the Super Bowl? Like, we have a Super Bowl party every year. You should know.
Yeah, but Prince that was like when Prince played the Super Bowl in like early 2000s.
That was a while ago. That was a while ago.
Yeah, but still, he was maybe a couple years old.
Listen, he was a couple years old. That little fucker should have remembered.
That was in 2007.
Yeah. Remember that he was born in fucking, I don't even know when he was born.
But it was before then.
He's like, "Dad, I'm 28.
You are? Yeah. Hey man, you're 28? Holy shit. That was my bad. That was my bad music story, Huggy.
Yeah, so I'm really not mad at you. You got no shame.
And I used your name. I said that is one of Huggy's favorite artists. And then we
that
went on
doesn't surprise me, honestly.
And he said, I said, "Huggy saw Prince." He's like, "Did you ever see?" He's like, "Did you ever see Prince?" I was like, "No." He's like, "Did you want to see Prince?" I was like, "Yes." He's like, "Why didn't you see him?" I was like, "I don't know." So I was very disappointed when he asked me that I did not see Prince, and I like Prince. So,
I mean, it was great. Both shows I saw him. At the Tower Theater in 96, and then I saw him at the Academy of Music in 99. And both shows great. You know, 99, he played more hits, but 96 was like more, he was really good. Yeah, I mean, it was probably two of the best shows I've seen for sure.
But I mean, that doesn't surprise me, though.
Yeah,
what? You can't expect someone who's 21 to like get the. It's like they don't listen to the same music we listen to. They didn't see the same movies we saw.
No,
you know, I mean, I'm 28, yeah. So I can kind of you know, relate a little. I'm like in the in between.
I hear you, fucking liar.
All right, do you guys want to do? I know we talked about this last week. The Super Bowl prop bets.
Oh shit! Yeah. Well, let's go a little longer. This is
real quick. Real quick.
Okay. All right. Run through them. Yeah.
This is some of the ones that I found.
Okay.
First one. Super Bowl halftime cleavage. Rihanna, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going 100% yes.
Okay. So three yeses right there.
Because who doesn't want to see them titties?
Yeah. Dude, I can't believe that's a prop bet. How much for that?
No, plus 270. Yes, minus 500.
Oh, well, so you're going to fucking lose.
You know what? Well, it has to be the whole... I mean, it's the whole show. Don't they change outfits and all that shit?
Oh, the whole performance?
Yeah, so...
I'm still saying yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay.
This one I thought was pretty funny. If the Chiefs win, will Andy Reid be doused in barbecue sauce after the game?
I'm gonna say no. What are the odds on that one, though?
Plus 1600. Yes. No. Ooh. Minus 1500. Minus 9. I'm sorry. Minus 15,000. That's
so. If you bet $1, you're going to win 16. If it happens, you're going to win $1,600.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, but come on.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Okay, another prop bet.
All right, celebrities. Who are you going to see?
Like, during the Super Bowl,
who are they going to show?
Is there any?
I got to pick somebody.
Ones? Yeah, there's some pretty obvious ones that. Let's think about the Eagles.
Oh, you Bradley Cooper.
Bingo. -500.
I don't know.
What about
Brian Will Dawkins?
Smith? Will Smith.
Will Smith +200.
Mm. Who is?
Will Smith. Will Smith
+200. Okay.
Who's a celebrity that likes the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't know.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Urkel.
Yeah. Urkel, no yeah. Oh, Kelsey's mom.
Yeah. Mrs. Kelsey.
Yeah, Mrs. Kelsey.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bradley Cooper all day long.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Cooper. I would be shocked if he's not there. Yeah, Kevin Hart.
Ooh, oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
-250. Mike Trout, -120.
Ooh, so it's saying he's going to be there.
Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
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 +120.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper first.
Yeah. Miles Teller, +200.
Dude, these are fucking weird. These are the weirdest prop bets ever.
Yeah, where did you find this shit?
Yeah. Like, we want to know, like, who's going to, like, Mahomes going to run, like, plus, I heard Mahomes, like, 1 yard is, like, a $150 bet.
Yes, they have. All right, how many players will have a passing attempt? Over 2.5 or under 2.5? So, you know, of course, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes. Is somebody else going to do a passing attempt?
Like Kelsey, like a Philly special.
Yeah, but, you know, they're not going to do a Philly special. That would be way too obvious.
Oh, I would.
All right, number of beers sold. Over 120,000 or under 120,000.
Wait,
over
at the game? At the game?
Yes.
Over 120,000.
So the capacity of the stadium is 63,400 seats.
Yeah. Over 120.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah.
So every person has to have at least 2 beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty reasonable.
And you think of all the Phillies fans, they're just going to have +6.
Yep.
Wow. That's some good prop bets.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing. Give me a score.
Huggy, you want to go first?
Eagles.
21-17 Eagles. Okay. I'm going to go next. I'm going to say 28-31
Eagles. 28-31
Eagles? Yeah.
Applehead?
I'm going to go 34 Eagles, 28 Chiefs.
I don't know how you get to that number, but that's all right. Okay. Okay, that's it. Those are our predictions.
Yeah, I felt like my, you know, everything's telling me to do a high score, but then I'm like, eh, maybe that's a reason to not do a high score.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be high score.
That's a good one. 34-28 is a good one. I like that.
Or all on paper, it lends itself to a high score. That's why I feel like, I wonder if the defenses are going to be really fired up, and it's not going to be a lot of scoring.
We're going to see. We're going to see on Sunday.
That's right, Matt. We are.
One team's going to win, and one team's going to lose.
Hopefully it's the one team that we know and love. And it ain't the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, it ain't. All right, gentlemen.
But honestly, real quick, I'm going to say that I'm happy that the Kelsey brothers are playing together. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's
I do not hate Andy Reid.
No.
And I'm happy that 2 black quarterbacks are playing in the Super Bowl. So I think it's a good win for everybody in the Super Bowl. So whoever wins,
you.
good for them. Like, but you know,
I'm I agree. I, all those things you said are good. It's all positive.
Yeah. There you go. That's it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like it. Like it all.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Go Birds. Birds. Go Birds. Go Birds.
Okay. Well, we'll reconvene next Wednesday and we'll see what happens. I might not be able to do it because I'll be too sad. Okay. Oh, but I am going to Washington State on Wednesday. So
what are you doing?
Maybe
there?
I can do it.
You'll miss the parade if we do have one.
Applehead, I'm going to Washington State no matter what, Wednesday night. So
what are you doing there?
I'm going to go visit family members.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Your family out there. That's right. Yes. I remember. All right.
So that's yeah. It might have to be a week from whatever, or maybe we could do it on Tuesday. You know, depending on.
Okay, we'll see. Well, that's fine. We can figure it out. That sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck.
That's it. Thank you for listening to the Matt and Hubby and Huggy and Applehead podcast.
Thank you.
Really, go Birds.
Thank you so much.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
All right. Okay.
See ya.